views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where authentic change takes flight. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'll be talking with Heidi Thompson, author of Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, A Practical Guide for Adults and Children, about how just breathing, which we all do anyway, can reduce stress in our lives and bring more peace and joy. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation, as we do each week. And the last few weeks, I've switched it up to where we're not doing a specific topic. And so today, what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you during the music to just focus on opening your heart and sending love and healing to anyone, anywhere who needs it. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. Deep breath in and release. And thank you for sharing that with us. Well, you know, I'm so excited. I really just have to share my news with you. I have my car back. As those of you who've listened to the show for a while know, when I sold my house last summer and moved downtown, I put my car in storage because part of my deal was that I wanted to really use public transportation, do more walking, and live a little bit of a different lifestyle without a car. Well, you know what? It was a great experiment, but I learned that Seattle is too spread out for me to be able to do the things that I like to do without a car. And I found that I was really limiting my activity because I didn't want to take the bus at night, or it was too far to go, or there was no easy way to get to my destination taking the bus. And so I took my car back, and I am so excited about it. The other thing is I really noticed that, you know, I just have a need to roam by car. And I've talked before about my driving meditations, and I just really missed getting in the car and going for a drive. And I did that yesterday. So I'm very grateful that I have a car and I have it back in my use again. On a different topic, as I've mentioned here before, I have two cats. Their names are Candy and Jinx. And I recently had some really fabulous learning about how our pets mirror what's going on for us. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share a bit more about what I found out and how it impacted my life and also the life of my cats for the better, and how you might look to your own pets for your source of learning. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But for now, let me go ahead and introduce today's guest. Artist, author, and teacher Heidi Thompson has been practicing breath awareness, an ancient Vipassana meditation technique, for more than 30 years. Since practicing this technique, Heidi's experienced many positive changes in her health, creativity, relationships, and happiness. Wanting to help children, Heidi pioneered a program called Mind Mastery and was one of the first to teach breath awareness to children in public schools. Based on the success of Mind Mastery, she compiled her program's instructions, teaching strategies, and stories into a practical how-to manual that evolved into her recently published book, Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, A Practical Guide for Adults and Children. Heidi conducts breath awareness workshops and lectures and spends time painting and exhibiting internationally. Let's welcome Heidi Thompson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am well. How about you?
Very good. Thank you.
And how are things up in Canada?
Gorgeous, lovely.
Yes. We're having lovely weather down here too, and of course in Seattle it's less common than where you are, but we're very happy about it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so your book is really about how to incorporate the Vipassana technique so that we can have a more peaceful life. And that's not, peace is not in the title of your book, but that's what I relate to it. And
yes.
Does that correlate, the peaceful part?
Yes, very much.
And, you know, when we talked last week, you shared with me that really there are two different schools of thought or teaching on Vipassana, because I had mentioned that I went to a workshop with Jack Kornfield a couple weeks ago, and he also teaches Vipassana, but it's a different method than the one that you use.
Yes, I don't know. I'm not an expert in the history of the various traditions. There are actually more than two that I know, but they're based on teachings from Buddha. And different, he had many teachings, and you can almost pick the level of teaching that you want and then use that level to start your path. And it's really which part of his teachings you decide to follow. And so Jack Kornfield, as far as I know, because I'm not exactly sure of exactly how he's teaching, but he's picking a certain level, a certain teaching of that came from Buddha, and introducing it into North America, and it's been very popular. It's perfect for many people who want to start meditating. And the tradition that I started learning was slightly different, still from the same teaching, and it just uses a different approach to meditation. So I can explain them a little more as we go along.
Yeah, as we go along, that would be great. Because I did share some of my learnings from that workshop on the show last week. And so it'd be great to get a little bit of that contrast, perhaps. But before we do that, I'd really love to hear how you discovered Vipassana and really what your own personal story with it has been.
Well, thank you. I was brought up in a family where my father, who's the son of a minister from Europe, so he was sort of in a different tradition, and my mother was looking for more Eastern philosophy tradition, so I was surrounded by different traditions of spirituality, and when I left home, I was on my own to find out where I wanted to go with it, and I discovered that meditation was something that really appealed to me, where you sit and you experience yourself, and the knowledge that you gain is actual knowledge of your own experience. And that seemed to lead to these flashes of wisdom and peace. And it just appealed to me, this idea of sitting, working through your own battles. And so I was following different traditions of meditation for about 10, 15 years. And then I came across Vipassana, which was taught in the Goenka method or tradition. People who know Vipassana will know this tradition. And they offer 10-day courses all over the world where you go for 10 days, and it's 10 days of silence. It's they feed you, they give you a place to sleep, and then they teach you this technique, which is kind of a three-part technique. For the first 3 days of the 10 days, you learn breath awareness, which is suitable for children, which is lovely because that's why I started teaching it in school.
Yes.
The second part of the technique is the Vipassana part. And if you translate Vipassana, it means different things, but it's being aware of the reality, of your reality. So you're not imagining anything. You're just being aware of your molecular reality, and you're aware of how your molecules arise. They make a sensation, and then they pass away.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the nature of our bodies. And then also the nature of our mind is that thoughts arise.
Yes.
They stay a while, and then they pass away. And this is the Vipassana technique, where you go with your awareness into your body, and you observe the sensations and the nature of sensations. And then the third part of the technique, which happens at the last day of a 10-day course, is to take this introspection, this analyzing of your own body, which is sometimes painful. Sometimes a lot of stuff comes up,
yes,
and it's a little therapeutic. You shift your attention to sending out, just like your meditation you did prior to us starting to talk,
mm-hmm,
you send out loving kindness. It's called metta, to people who need it or people who you want to send your love to. So those three techniques are combined to create this wonderful whole where you first focus your mind with breath awareness, so it's laser sharp and calm. Then you take that tool, that new attention that you've developed, go through your whole body and discover all the sensations, very, very subtle sensations.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, when you've cleaned out a lot of the stuff that you've been harboring and you feel very pure inside, you've sort of come out of a lot of bad habits, you're just in control of your body, then you have the love to send out to others. And so that's that technique I really enjoyed learning, and that was in 1983. I went to my first course.
And I'm going to stop you at that point, at
sure,
this point, Heidi, because we do need to take a break. But when we come back, what I'd love to hear is how that then impacted your life, because that's what this book is all about, helping other people live a better life, live a more calm, joyful life. So we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And when we come back, Heidi will share more about the Vipassana technique and how breath awareness can bring calm and joy to your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Heidi Thompson, author of Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. And before we talk further, Heidi, I would love for you to share with listeners where they can find the book and where they can find out more about you.
I have a website with the same title as the book, calmfocusjoy.com, and the book is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle for 99 cents. It's everywhere.
Yay.
If you're interested, it's very helpful for parents who want to introduce breath awareness to their children, or teachers who want to introduce it to students, and for adults who just want to learn the technique well and then pass it on to others.
So let's talk just briefly for a moment before we give a little exercise to listeners. Why do I care? Why do I want to do this?
I think the greatest freedom we have in life is to have mastery over our minds. We all know that our minds are somewhat lacking. If we have a habit or suffer an addiction, if we suffer a mood disorder, all of these conditions, which are not very nice, they are to do with our mind. So the healthier our mind, the happier our life will be. We'll make better decisions and choices and be proactive. So finding tools that actually develop the brain are very helpful. And breath awareness has been proven, even scientifically, it actually develops brain parts, expands the gray matter in the brain, expands the cognitive ability, it raises IQ. So it actually physically changes the brain. And while it's doing that, you experience moments of great peace. And in this peace, you find your purpose. And it's very, very therapeutic. So that's why we need it. Everybody's always needed it. This technique dates back 5,000 years. It's been used successfully with people to change their lives, bring in this peace and clarity that is so needed.
So you're going to give a little exercise to listeners that they can do while they continue to listen so that they can get a little taste of what this is like.
Yes, I think giving a quick instruction, it's the simplest technique I have ever come across. It can be learned in a minute, and it can become a lifetime-changing exercise. So if we want to learn the technique, I'll just go through the, let's say there's three things to know. The first is, once you feel you need some more peace in your life, you want to gain mastery of your mind, the first step is to make a decision. Yes, I want to experience myself at a different level. This determination, this choice, is the first step. Without it, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
So once you've made a decision, yes, I want to experience more peace, I want to know myself, the next step is to do the physical act of breath awareness, where you sit. It can be in a chair, it can be on the floor. The key to sitting is your back is straight and free of leaning back. And that is because when you're leaning back on something, your mind isn't as sharp and you're not developing your focus as well as if you're sitting straight. Once you've found a position that's comfortable but your back is nice and straight and not leaning back, then you do the it's very simple. You take your attention, which is normally on your thoughts or in your imagination. I sometimes use the metaphor of a lighthouse with a light, which is always shining on your thoughts and looking at your thoughts. You take this light and you swing it around, and then you focus on the little area just below your nostrils. It's about a centimeter circle. And you keep your attention focused on that one patch of skin underneath your nose. Sounds kind of corny, doesn't it? But it's enlightening. So you keep your attention focused on that spot. You don't let it waver anywhere in your body. You don't go inside your body. You don't go anywhere. You just stay there. And this is why it's so different than a lot of meditation techniques. Once you've focused on that patch of skin, you can try it now. See if you can feel the breath touching that part of the skin. That's very subtle. And if your inside temperature and outside temperature are the same, it's going to be even more difficult. It is important that it's a very subtle sensation because it forces your mind to be more subtle and sharp. If you can't feel the touch of breath, you can go inside your nose just a bit until you can feel something and then gradually come back to the patch between your nose and your upper lip. Once you feel a sensation of breath, you might also start feeling a sensation of pulsing or sweat or heat. Any sensation that you feel there will become your object of focus. Just try it for a second. Just see if you can feel something in that area. You're not imagining it. You're just feeling it. This sensation is the secret of doing this technique successfully. Throughout centuries, this secret has been lost. People have thought sensation is feeling and feeling is emotion. So people get all confused.
Right, right.
So if we focus on sensations of your body, that's it. Then the third part of the technique is to remain calm no matter what happens. And choose a time to do this. So let's say you start with 10 minutes. You set the timer.
Yes. Always set the timer because you're going to be peeking at the clock if you don't.
That's right. And at about 8 minutes or 9.5 minutes, your subconscious mind is going to react and say, "This is ridiculous. I'm out of here." And your subconscious mind does not like this exercise because normally it just wants to push you here and push you there and distract you with this and distract you with that. And all your life since you were a baby, your mind has been jumping around. Now you're focusing on one single thing, and your subconscious mind will react. The longer you stay with your sensations, the more your subconscious mind starts reacting, and the more it reacts, the more you can exercise your self-discipline. And the more you can stay calm, no matter what happens, no matter what thought pops in your mind, you always focus back on the spot, you're developing incredible strength. That's the beginning of mind mastery. You're training your brain to stay focused. And this is really amazing because you can do it for 1 minute and then you'll see a change in your brain. If you do it for 20 minutes, even greater changes. The more you practice, the stronger your brain gets and the more you're able to focus and not let distractions, no matter how painful they are, disturb your peace. This is the beginning of true peace. It's not reacting.
And, you know, one of the scientific things that I have read, and you maybe can speak to it a little bit more, is that, yeah, our mind gets in there and wants to distract us, and that is normal. And that the more it happens each time we bring our focus back to that point, then we're creating a new neural pathway.
Exactly.
And it's actually, you know, because people get frustrated because, quote unquote, my mind is too active, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I try and tell people, and you tell me if this is what I'm telling them is true, that is actually to their benefit when their mind is really active, because it is building that neural pathway that then is going to make going to that place easier.
Yes. I'm not a neuroscientist, but I know from reading that your brain starts out like a bush of neural pathways. We have, I think, twice as many little networks going on, and as we get educated and as we repeat our behaviors, we do the pruning, I think brain pruning. So we prune down this big bush until we get those pathways that serve our survival, whether it's language pathways or behavioral pathways, so that we adapt to the world that we have been born into. In every country, you know, you're born into a different language, a different custom, but we become survival animals with these pathways. I think ADD, the attention deficit problem, is that this bush is not pruned very well. So even an adult child or adult, young adult, has too many random pathways, and any time they're excited, they all light up, just driving somebody crazy because they haven't pruned it down to different survival pathways that are actually beneficial.
Right.
So in some ways, it's good to have lots to start with, for sure, but then to prune it down to something that makes you compatible to your environment.
Right. It's like more efficient.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we go to school, is to prune down our bush.
Well, on that note, we're gonna go ahead and take another break. But when we come back, Heidi, I would love for you to share a few stories, either of your own or of people that you've worked with, where doing this technique has led to big changes in their life or significant insights in their life. And we're also, when we come back, we're also going to give away a free copy of Heidi's book. So be sure and stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts, coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance. Well, I should have been right there.
How do I breathe without you here by my side? We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Heidi Thompson, author of Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness. And right now, we're going to give away a free copy of Heidi's book to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you think that this meditation practice seems like something that would be helpful in your life, and I will guarantee you it will be, whether it seems like it will be or not, it will be. And you want a copy of Heidi's book, first caller at 800-930-2819, and we'll get a copy right out to you. So before the break, I promised that when we came back, Heidi would share some stories either of her own or of people she's worked with, how beyond just the creating new neural pathways and being more calm and peaceful, how this meditation practice can also bring insights and shifts in our personal growth. So Heidi, I'm going to open that up to you to share some of your own stories, either of your for yourself or for your people you've worked with.
Well, thank you. I will share a couple of my personal stories, but I've seen the same story happen with many people I've talked to who have practiced this technique. The first thing that I discovered by doing breath awareness was that sensations actually govern all my behavior, or had done up until then. When I felt pain, and I'm an artist, so I experience a lot of emotional pain. I'm sensitive to the world and problems. So I would experience pain, and then I would react. And I would react with trying to cover up the pain,
yes,
or trying to run away from it. This led to eating the wrong foods and always having a problem with my self-image and my weight. Another thing, it always made me not want to get into relationships, because I had seen in my family that relationships can be very painful, and I didn't want the same pain. So I avoided getting married. I avoided making a commitment because I was worried about the pain. And then I also wanted always to be free. But a lot of these things that I was doing was governed by my fear of pain.
Yes.
When I started doing breath awareness and Vipassana, I realized that pain is a gift. And it's a gift if you look at it in a certain way. It provides you with the source of your behavior. You get to see why you do the things you do. For years, I've been running away from pain and the idea of pain, and that made me not free. I couldn't make free choices because I was always reacting to the pain.
Right.
Once you experience this, it's all great intellectually, but when you've experienced how you can watch the pain, it comes, it manifests, it gets often quite severe, and then it goes away, and you can do all that with a calm mind, and then you feel relieved and free afterwards, the experience is so profound, it changes your life. I remember going to my first 10-day course, which was 10 days of silence. I had to do this technique for 10 hours a day.
So I want to just jump in here, yeah, for a minute for people that are in the Seattle area. There is a place where you can do this 10-day course that's kind of down near Centralia and Chehalis, down in that area. And so I just wanted to throw out for people who are here local to Seattle that what Heidi's talking about, you can experience too if,
yes,
you want to.
You have a very beautiful center. To go to the center, it doesn't cost anything.
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
It's an amazing experience.
Yes.
And you just go to the Vipassana site and then type in Seattle, and then they'll lead you to the site in Ethel, Washington.
Yes. And I have a friend who went, I guess it's been about 2 years ago, and she said it was a fabulous experience.
Yeah. It's hard, but it's fabulous. It's,
so yeah. I want to come back to your story about what happened for you during your first 10-day retreat.
So after my 10 days, I felt so free, and so I had this beautiful lifting of all sorts of stuff I was running away from, and the fear was gone, the fear of being trapped and the fear of pain. And immediately I said, I came home, and within a very short time my husband proposed, and I said yes, because I realized if I can feel so amazing and so free in a confined 10-day course where I'm focusing on my breath for 10 days without, I'm not allowed to talk, I'm not allowed to this, I'm not allowed to that,
right?
And yet I'm feeling so amazing, I'm going, well, marriage is nothing compared to that. And so I entered into marriage, and then the next thing, my husband was diagnosed with cancer within a year, and I went through the 6 months or a year of a real change, but it was being calm inside and knowing that things change. You get sick, then you get well, and accepting the changes from pain to pleasure, from pain to pleasure, it helped me through that. It was a very serious cancer. He was given 3 months. And we had to go through all that. We weren't sure if we were going to ever have children. And then we had to wait 3 years after his treatment. And then again, I never wanted children. But then suddenly I realized, why not? I have the capacity to love. Because
yes.
This is what, when you're not afraid of pain and you're filled with peace, you start feeling a lot of love. And once you feel this selfless love, you know, children are a blessing. You know, you have something to give them. And as I went through all these years, 30 years, every time I was down or depressed or emotionally upset, I could sit. And then I started going deeper and finding the source of my pain and looking at it. And by looking at it, it would dissolve, leaving me free again. So it's been a daily tool. It's a gift for me to go through life. And when I started teaching children, I saw that even 8- and 9-year-old children, there was one boy in particular, if we have time,
yes,
I'd like to explain what happened. He was severely attention deficit. He was on Ritalin. He was a skinny little kid, and he was kind of like an outsider of the class. Couldn't sit still. We started practicing. I went in for 10 days for an hour and a half every day. The first day he wrote in his journal, I sat for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
By the time 10 days was up, we worked up to 45 minutes. I rang the gong. All the 35 grade 4 students got up. And guess who was still sitting? This little boy. And he sat for another couple minutes. Then he got up. He was smiling from ear to ear because he not only did better than everybody else, not that it's a competition,
right,
but he knew inside his heart that he could focus. And he also experienced the peace of what, you know, that power and peace that
yes.
you get when you're focusing.
Yes.
You
know,
sure that,
oh gosh,
yeah.
I wish I'd known you 10 years ago because you just described my son and all the things we went through, especially when he was like early elementary school age.
Yeah,
yeah, because he couldn't sit still. He just, it was impossible. He couldn't do it. Yeah.
And if only he had experienced within himself, yes, I can
yes,
do it.
Yes, yes.
It would have changed his life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I saw many examples of that while teaching children.
Well, you know, the one thing that I want to say too, you know, based on your own stories as an adult and the pain and experiencing the pain, is that another thing that we get from going through that I believe is very helpful is we learn that we don't die from it.
Yes.
That I can experience this, and as long as I stay with the focus and I don't tell myself stories that perpetuate the pain,
yeah.
then it goes away. And I can live through that. I can live through feeling that intense pain and come out the other side and be fine.
Yeah. It's an amazing experience. And I think if people, even if they've had it once, and most of us are forced in it as we get older, we go through a painful physical experience or emotional experience, and we have no choice but to look at it. And a lot of older people who have gone through that, they have this wisdom about them, this peace about about them. And
yes.
They actually are an inspiration to others.
Yes, absolutely. Well, on that note, it is time for us to wrap up. But before we say goodbye, Heidi, would you please share with people again where they can find the book and where they can find out more about you?
Well, I'm at the website, calmfocusedjoy.com. And if you just type in those three words, you'll get to Amazon and many bookstores, and you'll be able to find the book. And even if you want the Kindle version, which is very inexpensive, that's on Kindle. You can find it.
Very good. Thank you so much for bringing us calm and joy and focus today.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Thank
it,
you for
Heidi.
Having me.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment, how your pets might be fabulous teachers for what needs to shift in your own life. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer. Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
We are back on The Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Heidi Thompson, the author of Calm, Focus, Joy, The Power of Breath Awareness, and you can find out more about Heidi and the book at calmfocusjoy.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, and I post there pretty much daily with tips and tools and ideas, and we have great discussions there. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Well, earlier in the show, I was talking a little bit about my cats, Candy and Jinx, and how I discovered that what's going on with them can also be a mirror for what's happening with me. So just to share a little bit of the story with you, my cats are very different. Candy is a girl, and she's really timid, what you'd call a scaredy cat. And Jinx is a boy, and he's really friendly and outgoing, and he frequently can be kind of mean to Candy. And over the past several months, I've been worried about Candy's health. And, you know, there's nothing I could really put my finger on in order to take her to the vet, but she just didn't seem quite right to me. And she seemed to be acting even more scared than she used to. And I've had these cats for 9 years. So, so noticing a difference, you know, she was acting different. And in the past, I became aware that Jinx had been taking on my own stress. And 4 years ago, he became really ill and lost 30% of his body weight. And he was eventually diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease. He subsequently recovered after it was about a 6-month process to get him back to normal. And when I asked a guest on the show last year, who is an animal whisperer, about it, she said that he'd been taking on my stress. And I looked back at that time in my life and I knew that it had been a really difficult time for me. And it made perfect sense that that was what had happened and that was why he got sick. And in December this past year, so 6 months or so ago, he started getting sick again. And I knew it was because of this huge thing going on in my life where I was feeling really upset. And so I talked to him and I told him he didn't have to own that for me. He didn't have to take on my trials and tribulations in life, that I could handle it myself. And he became well again. So I had this really big belief that, yes, animals do take on our stuff, and that I can talk to my animals and help them understand. And so when I started getting concerned about Candy and her health, I thought that I would ask an animal whisperer. Well, it just so happened that recently I've been working with an energy healer who is a student of Wendy, the energy healer that I've told you about in the past. And she told me that she works with a lot of animals. And I thought, oh, this is great serendipity here. And so I asked her about what was going on with Candy. And the long and short of what she told me is that frequently when we have more than one pet, they each mirror an aspect of our personality. And in this case, Jinx, who is male and a very dominant male at that, represents the masculine part of me. And Candy, who is female, represents my feminine. Well, this made perfect sense to me because a couple of years ago, it was brought to my attention that I was living primarily from my masculine side, being very action oriented. You know, you push through, you force things to happen. And at that time, I kind of had this mantra of I'm really good at making things happen, but not so good at letting things happen, which is more of the feminine side. And so from that point forward, I'd been really conscious about getting more balance and allowing my feminine to emerge and to take a greater role. So it made perfect sense that these two parts of myself were kind of struggling to find a balance and that it was playing out in my pets. And so Candy, and the fact that she was getting more of a scaredy cat, that I was a little bit concerned that her health, there was something wrong with her health, she represents, or at that point, represented my fear about being in that feminine side of myself. My fear was that I'd be viewed as weak because she was acting very weak, and that I would be dominated by those who were coming from more of a masculine perspective, whether they were male or just females acting from that masculine side, which, you know, is ultimately what was happening with Jinx, where he was being kind of mean to her and playing on the fact that she would not stand up to him and run away. And so my fear was about being controlled by the masculine if I were to embrace my feminine, that I would be not allowed to show up as feminine. And so I believe that as I was focusing more attention on that, Candy became even weaker in order to draw attention to my fears so that I could work through them. And so based on that insight and the energy healer's advice about working with Candy and Jinx, things have shifted in me and in them in just a month. So she is standing up for herself more. She's not acting like she's sick, and he's not beating her up as much. And for me, things have really started to shift in terms of integrating so that I have both the masculine and the feminine available to me, that one isn't better than the other, that they're each appropriate places to come from depending on what's going on in my life at the time or the specific circumstances. And I even had a dream about this a couple of days ago. And so I know that this is really something that's integrating for me. So just to summarize, my experience with this has been, number one, I have a cat that 4 years ago got incredibly sick, and it was based on stress that I was going through. And when I talked to him about it, when he started to get sick again 6 months ago, he got well. Then I have this thing where I have these two pets that are the opposites, masculine, feminine, and how that was showing up in my life and why it was something that I needed to see playing out in order to address it in myself. So what are your pets trying to tell you? Let's talk about you for a minute. So first of all, think about, you know, have you noticed a change in your pet's behavior or health? And if you have multiple pets, you know, look at all of the pets. Is one or more of them acting differently, or are they getting ill when they haven't been before? And think about when you first noticed it and see if there's a correlation to something that's going on for you. Because when I looked back, I could definitely see the correlation of what was going on in my life when Jinx got sick, as well as when Candy started acting a lot weaker and when I started thinking she was sick. And do you have more than one pet with different personalities? And if you do, then look at what parts of you they represent, because you chose these animals for a reason, or they came to you for a reason. So look at what they're trying to show you about your own life. And is there a behavior in your pet that you don't like? So Jinx was acting so mean to Candy. I really, really did not like that. And so I had to look at what in me is like that behavior. When am I a bully? When am I you know, being mean to someone who's weaker? And what I came to understand is it was my masculine part being mean to my feminine part, or bullying that part of me to keep it small. So, so when your pet acts in a way you don't like, look and see if it has something to do with you and you acting in a way, or actually treating yourself in a way that you don't like. I'd be interested to hear your stories if you take a look at this. I'd love for you to post on Facebook what insights you have about how your pets are mirroring things going on for you. Well, I want to thank today's guest, Heidi Thompson, for sharing such great information on breath awareness, how it can help us reduce stress and bring more joy and peace into our lives. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, and anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer. Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now. Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit eastwestbookshop.com.